It's time for Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.
Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with Marshalltown's Public Library Library Director, Sarah Rosenblum. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Zach. How are you?
I am doing well. I appreciate you stopping by once a month. There's things always happening, but special this month, we lined it up somehow that it's National Library Week as well. Thinking about your time giving back to communities, working in libraries, what do you think is so important about having a good library in a community?
Oh, I think a good library is a touchstone in any community, and I've been lucky to work in a number of great ones. But this one, you know, this is my heart. I've been here almost 15 years, and, you know, everybody crosses the library's door at some point. And, you know, from our littlest users, I've literally had people bring their new babies to the library, to our seniors who can't make it in, or people that are homebound. And, you know, joy is the theme. And I think sometimes I see a lot of joy in people's faces. I see worry or, you know, they're in a rush or they're trying to get their tax form, but I see a lot of joy at the library, and that fills me with joy. So,
and I know we talk about it all the time, but the library is so much more than just books on a shelf.
Oh, it is. And it's been, you know, I think a lot of people think it's a book warehouse. That's where the books live. And there's so much more to it. Just the use of the space, all the materials, hot spots, whether or not we like them, they bring a lot of, I don't know if joy, but people need them. You know, our digital use is huge. All the events, we're going to talk about a few of them. And then just a lot of family things. You know, in the summer, we get a lot of grandparents, you know, and it's fun to see the kids bring their grandparents in. The grandparents, maybe they're not from here, but the kids do the leading. Grandma, go this way. Grandma, we have to stop at the light display and turn the knobs. You know, Grandma, here, we have to go here so I can use the awe station. So it's really fun to see the little kids kind of boss their grandparents around. So, you know, and Sundays, we get tons of families. We get the whole family. And it's just, you know, there's something really special about libraries. And, you know, I never dreamed when I started on this journey. I graduated in 1985 with my library degree, my master's in library science. And, you know, it's been quite a whirlwind, it seems like, in some ways. So, but yeah, it's, and, you know, I'm wrapping up my career. It's, you know, a little sad. So a little sadness tinged to my joy. But yeah, I know it'll be in good hands, though.
Yeah, yeah, you can tell how much you care about the library every time you come on here and talk about it. And real quick on the updates for construction, library's changing a little bit.
Yes.
Where are we at with that?
It's going well. We do have a little bit of delay on light fixtures. So when you drive by and you see the lights on at night, it's because those are hardwired in work lights, so I can't turn them off. But and I think the building work's going to be done, but we're going to have a delay on furniture, and which is not uncommon. Furniture takes a lot longer than you ever think, even though we've chosen everything. And then also signage. But it's definitely coming along. We haven't had any real hiccups, thankfully, knock on wood. And we did last week, Katie and I were at a conference, and they came with the big crane, and they lifted off one old HVAC unit and put a new one on, and crane didn't fall over, even though I made all my staff had to stay home for an hour. And they were like, we could be in the building. We're like, no, we've seen those stories on the news. So I want to thank, you know, our crew, the city folks that have been involved in our project, of course, our funders, all of our donors, the friends of the library, you know, and I'm very excited to show the space. I can't wait for everybody to see it.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Excited to see how that looks here coming this summer. Let's talk about, though, a few things that are going on at the library. The Story Walk is going on. Tell me about this.
Yes. So the Story Walk is a partnership with the business district. So it's been going on now since April 1st. It's going to be wrapping up on May 3rd. I think you probably get a little bit of leeway. And we've got books that have been carefully picked and in different places, everything from Sports Plus to One Love Barbershop. And you go around and you find the book. And then you bring the completed form to the library, and you can enter to win some cool prizes. And it's just fun, and it's we've done it now for several years. I think we started during COVID, and it's just a fun way to partner with these businesses, get people into a maybe a place they don't go normally, and you know, we're just happy that we love to partner with things, because you know we're right on the edge of downtown, so we're not in the official downtown district, but we certainly feel like we're downtown.
Yeah,
so.
You could definitely start at the library and walk downtown, and
yes.
Come all the way back, make a big circle. And it is warming up outside for people to go out and take walks. Summer is right on the horizon. One of the big programs every summer is the Summer Reading Program. We'll get checked in with Joa, but what can you tell us today of what we need to know?
Well, summer reading is for all ages again. So it's plant a seed, read at your library is the theme. And so Joa's, of course, going to have a whole list of activities for youth. But we also have an adult summer reading, and we have again generous merchants, and we're having book bingo to kick off adult summer reading, and I don't have the date, but it is going to be on our webpage, marshalltownlibrary.org, or on our Facebook page. And we've got some really great at the book bingo. Kitty and I got some great books at the conference we were at. We've got some brand new books coming out. We've got some what's called ARCs, advanced reader copy, so the book's not even available yet. We've got a couple of signed ones, so you can come down to play book bingo. We haven't done this before, and you can get a free book. Adult book, and then there'll be lots of activities this summer. And you know, usually we get, I don't know, between 8 and 1,000 kids do summer reading, and there's also a teen component. So, you know, we're just happy about it. And summer lunch will be a lunch site. We work with the school district. We already talked about RAGBRAI because that's our summer lunch day, so there probably will be no summer lunch or story time on RAGBRAI day, but we're working all that out too, because we know that we'll probably have about 400 or 500 people stop by the library. Frankly, and if it's as hot as it was last time, Kyle probably remembers it was scorching that day that they all rode into town.
I mean, just a couple of years ago when it went through Tama, it was also very hot that day. The pool was where people were packed in like sardines trying to just cool down a little bit. Are you guys going to do anything special for RAGBRAI? I mean, you brought it up here, so now I got to ask.
We'll have the big room open. That's our big community room. Last time, a lot of people just went in there. We had the lights kind of turned down. They just kind of looked pretty shell-shocked. And they could sit in the air conditioning. They could go use a computer. We'll probably have some charging stations set up for people. Might do something with the friends, like a little fundraiser with water bottles or something. But and then at that time at 8, we gently shoot everybody out. And and then the rains came.
Yeah. Okay. So that'll be coming up July 22nd is when those riders roll through town. You mentioned that summer reading kind of has that, you know, plant to seed. Keeping on that theme, though, you guys also have a plant swap coming up, maybe a pant swap as well. I don't know what you guys are doing. And a seed library, too. Tell me about this.
So the plant swap is Saturday, May 2nd, between 1:30 and 2:30. So we'd like you to do is come in the day before, drop off your little plant. It can be a cutting or something in a small pot. You'll get a ticket for each cutting or plant. Then Saturday, you come in between 1:30 and 2:30. You get first pick of all the plants. We'll probably have a good number. And then at 2 o'clock, if you don't have a plant to contribute, you can come in at 2, and there'll still be plants. So that's a fun event. Goes along with our theme. So we also have the seed library is up and running. This is so much fun. We got a number of heirloom seeds that we either had donated or we purchased for a good price. And so they're in our old card catalog, and you go in and you can take 5 seed selections per family. And so there's everything from vegetables to flowers to, you know, all kinds of, and there's some really cool things. So if you want to try a new variety of tomato or something, we probably have it. And you can also bring us your seeds, I think, at the end of the summer. Mara is the person on that. So.
Okay. Yeah. A good way for people to kind of get their garden started or add maybe some different colors to their garden. I see, though, on your calendar, you got a DIA celebration coming up. What is this all about?
So we've been doing DIA now for 20 years. Thursday, April 30th, it's the Dia de los Niños, Dia de los Libros, Day of the Child, Day of the Book. We were the first library, I believe, in Iowa to do DIA. Libraries all over the state have followed our lead because everybody follows Marshalltown's lead. We're going to have some great events starting from 4 to 5:30. Let's all hope the weather gods shine down on us, including Miller's Mariachi Band, a free book for every child, face painting, pizza, empanadas, bring a blanket to sit on the lawn chairs, and you know, want to thank our sponsors. Al Exido is a great partner. They have the young people be there volunteering. So DIA is always a fabulous event. Usually we have a big crowd.
Yeah, it seems like with the youth, you guys always have a big crowd, whether it's bringing in different things like the insect zoo, I know you've done a few times, or this summer, I'm sure that West Lawn is going to be filled with kids running around doing different activities. It's going to be kind of nice to have now the north side open as well.
Yep. We're still working on that, but we're very excited. And that lawn has been such, you know, ever since COVID, we really moved out there. It's just an integral part of what we do.
Yeah, awesome, Sarah. Where can people go to learn more about the library? What's the website?
MarshalltownLibrary.org. And our Facebook page our website's down right now. There's a problem with the vendor. But it'll be back up soon.
Facebook page, just Marshalltown Public Library?
Yep.
Awesome. Appreciate the time today.